ride from Tom Brenneman's own restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards, Kellogg's All Brand, and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, you've heard of stars who've been nicknamed the Swooner, the Body, and the Beard. Well, this morning we bring you the Blimp, the man who rises every morning full of hot air, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you, and good morning, ladies. And the same old hello is sending you way out there at the other end of the network, the listening end. Good morning from the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. Hollywood, a place in California where spring is in the air all winter long. Beautiful spring brings out the poetic in me. I'd like to spring into verse. And here's a little something I dashed off in the early morning sunlight. I want you to hear it. Well, I did. Ah, beautiful spring in the morning. Why get out of bed growling? Suppose you had to go around all year long wearing a sourpuss like Fred Allen. Ah, beautiful spring in the morning. Why worry if you haven't a penny? Just look what money can do to you. Have a look at Jack Benny. Ah, beautiful spring in the morning. Time to get out your rod and reel. When you see a poor fish on the end of your line, you know you hooked Don McNeil. I got it. Well, that squares off a few things. Now, we're going to visit as we open the Ivory Flakes section of our little broadcast. You'd like to say something? To whom? To whom, I should say. Where are they? In Ohio. You can go right back to long-distance telephone and call. What is your name?
Mrs. Edna Bender.
From Waukon, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And you?
Mrs. C.A. Thomas, Vallejo, California.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Who are you?
Jim Wilson, Denver, Colorado.
Hello, Jim.
Isabel Wilson, Denver.
From Denver.
Denver.
Having a little vacation in Southern California, Jim?
Sure enjoying it.
How's the weather up your way?
Say it's been cold.
They say it's been cold. Yeah. How long have you been out of there?
2 weeks.
Oh, just 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I understand it's moderating a little bit. And who are you? From where?
Wilmington.
Do you know this character from Ada?
Yes.
What is your name?
Mrs.
I'll keep the microphone.
This is Mrs. J. Ray Fry from Ada, Ohio. My husband...
That's enough. Captain, where's your home? What's your name?
New Haven, Connecticut. Michael DeRosa.
Captain Michael DeRosa.
Yes.
How long have you been in service?
Six and a half years,
and you are?
Mrs. Michael DeRosa, New Haven, Connecticut.
Where are you stationed, Captain?
Camp Hood, Texas.
In Camp Hood, Texas?
Yes. Ada, Ohio, and her husband's here.
Who are you?
Elvira Gladback, Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Rothenberger, Mulberry, Indiana.
We're just visiting a little bit.
Hello, Rusko.
Oh, that's something new. What is your name? Hello, Risco.
Samuel J. Jones.
What is it?
Samuel J. Jones.
Where are you from, Sam?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Who is Risco?
The firm I
work for. Didn't he say...
The refrigeration supply company where he works. And he's 78 years old.
Oh, you work at the Risco Refrigerating Supply Company?
Yes.
You forgot to say your name, Sam. That's in Harrisburg, is it? Mr. Jones in Harrisburg?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
How long have you been working for the Risco Company?
Seven years.
77?
7 years.
Well, you don't have to get mad about it. I didn't know. Hello, Risco. Oh, dear. Well, here comes Ken Carson, our Ivory Flakes troubadour. Can't suppose you twang those strings and let us hear the Nylon Nocturne, will you?
If it's lovely to wear...
Well, there's nothing lovelier to wear than glamorous nylon.
If it's lovely to wear, it's worth Ivory Flakes care. Gentle Ivory Flakes care.
And let me tell you ladies something about nylons that'll make you want to sing with joy. After an evening of dancing or singing or whatnot... Always wash your nylons in Ivory Flakes. You'll know that if you devote a few seconds to doing that very thing every time you take them off,
you'll find you get up to twice the wear as a result of that ivory flakes care. Why, you'll actually cut down on runs in your nylons as much as 50% if you follow my directions. But if you get careless and wash your nylons only infrequently and with the wrong kind of soap, don't be surprised if they wear out in almost half the time, for that can happen. You'd naturally expect wonderful results from washing beautiful sheer nylons nightly with ivory flakes, because those pure, mild flakes are the flake form of ivory soap. And it won't take much longer to do it than takes Ken and me to think. If it's lovely to wear, it's worth ivory flakes care. Gentle ivory flakes care. Okay, buddy. I don't know. I don't know what Como's got that I haven't got. Unless it could be a voice. Well, we're going for a hat now. Yes, there's one there. There's one back there on that Ozark hillbilly back there. Let's put that on. I've got a ribbon on it. I think it has, Johnny. This is one. What is your name?
Dot Bossy. From Springfield, Missouri.
Well, come on, take it off, Dot. No, it isn't either. No, this is not the one that I thought for mine. It might have been a Brenneman model, but she certainly could stand one. This is a black thing, and it has a... What do you call that stuff?
What do you call it?
It's a plaid bow on the back of it. Looks like it should belong in a little schoolgirl. I look like a Swedish sailor gone wrong. You could use a new hat. Really, you could, Bossy. All right. As you leave the restaurant, you stop by here and pick up one of the new original Tom Brenneman models, will you? I think you'll like them very much. Certainly anything could be an improvement over that. What is your name, please?
Adelaide Platy.
From where?
Detroit, Michigan.
Will you draw a number out of the basket, please, Miss Platy? Oh, who are you?
Do you want my full name?
No, I just want your name. Who are you?
Minnie Kornmeyer, Detroit, Michigan.
When were you full last? What is your name?
Evangeline Shea, Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is your name?
Loretta Wilhelmina Louise Eleanor Platy, Detroit, Michigan.
She's been well named, hasn't she? 15482 will win our wishing ring. 15482.
Mary Brennan, New York City.
Mm-hmm. And you?
Marie Shaw, Elgin, Illinois.
Good. And what is your name?
Margaret Walsh, New York City.
15482.
Audrey Cannell, 993 Park Avenue.
Well, little Audrey. Hello there, Audrey. Good morning. And what is your name?
Karen Ream, Bellflower.
Mrs. Ream?
Right.
R-E-A-M?
Right.
Uh-huh, from Bellflower, California. How long have you lived out there, Mrs. Ream?
Oh, well, almost all my life.
Oh, is that so? You mean you're born in California?
No, not quite. I came here when I was just a child.
Huh?
I came here when I was just a child.
Would you care to lean up against the desk here, Mrs. Ream? I feel a little better. Huh?
I didn't think this could happen to me.
What is it? Oh, anything can happen to anybody around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I
really.
Believe that now. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been married, Ms. Ream?
Oh, 9 years.
Have you a family?
Mm-hmm. One daughter.
How old is your child?
She's five.
Five? Uh-huh. Not quite in school, in kindergarten, right?
Mm, not quite.
Uh-huh. Do you keep her in kindergarten?
No, she hasn't started yet.
Oh, she hasn't. Uh-huh. Where were you married, Ms. Ream?
In Long Beach.
In Long Beach. And your husband's from California?
No, he's from Missouri.
He's from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you meet him?
In Long Beach.
In Long Beach. You remember under the circumstances, what circumstances did you meet him under? You remember exactly, were you at a party or a dance?
Mm-hmm. I was at a dance.
At a dance?
Mm-hmm.
And you met him there?
Mm-hmm.
And how long were you courting before you were married?
Oh, about a year.
About a year. Do you think I'm too personal?
Oh, no. I expected it.
You expected that? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people do think I'm too personal. Ms. Ream? Tell me, Mrs. Ream, what does your husband do? What's his business?
Well, he's going to be a rancher now.
You're going to move in a ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In Hemet.
In Hemet. Oh, it's beautiful country down
here. I like it.
What do they grow mostly down through there? Cherries or?
No, oranges and apricots.
Oranges and apricots. Mm-hmm. How big a place? You just purchased the place,
mm-hmm.
have you? Good. How big is it?
9 acres.
9 acres. Oh, you'll be very happy down there, I bet you. Huh?
Very busy, too.
Very busy. Well, a rancher's life is a pretty busy one. So is a rancher's wife.
I found that out.
You betcha. You've heard our program, haven't you, Ms. Marie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's your wishing ring.
Oh, it's lovely.
One of our lights went out up there. I'll hold it up there. There it is, and it's for you, Ms. Marie.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I want to put it on your finger. a little on the wobbly side. Now then, you make a wish, Ms. Ream, and we'll wish with you.
Oh, well, I'd like to have a Tom Brenneman hat.
You'd like to have a Tom Brenneman hat?
I sure would.
This thing's going to catch on like an epidemic. I can see that. Bobby, is there a hat out there? I just want the lady... Huh? Bring one of the hats out here, Bobby. We have a dozen of the new models just came in today. They are really, Ms. Ream... They're for sale at the best places everywhere,
yes,
all over the nation.
But I know.
I don't think this would be one for you. This is one of the new spring models. I don't think that's one for you. That is a lovely thing.
That's
a new
Bobby.
Huh? I never tried one of these things on before. I don't know if that'll fit you or not. Not quite her style, but it certainly doesn't look any worse. Looks like something you should wear in the Navy, I mean. Well, if you you may take that hat if you want to, Ms. Ream, or you can pick out any one of the other dozen models to suit yourself. You think you'd like to have this one?
I don't know. I'll have to look in a mirror first.
Well, take my word for it. It looks very attractive on you. It really is very becoming. That'll be $18.75. You can take that one or Mrs. Ream, or pick out one of the other ones, just as you say. And here's a box of ring clear nylons to go with your
hat.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thank
now, you're all dressed up for the Easter parade. They'll be right there, Ozark will be over there with you, too. Oh, Mrs. Ream, you better take some ivory flakes to keep the nylons nice, too. Gee, smart. Huh? Yeah. Who said that? Who was it made that crack? You. Wait a minute. What did you say? Who was it?
Mrs. Al Feichel.
What did you say, Michael?
I said we had to tie her down this morning, put her shoes on her.
She promised me she wouldn't tell out on me.
Oh, I doubt that very much. Where are you from?
From Compton, California.
Oh, you're from Compton. Mm-hmm. And you say you're from Springfield, Missouri.
That's right.
Well, Springfield, Missouri, I mean, that's... where is that? In the southern part of the state?
Yes, in the heart of the Ozarks.
Right in the heart of the Ozarks. Uh-huh. How long have you been in California?
Since Saturday night.
Oh, you just got in Saturday night?
Flew in Saturday night.
Oh, did you? Did you have a nice flight?
Oh, wonderful.
And your name again was Mrs. Bossy?
Uh-huh.
Bossy.
The OSSI.
Oh, Bossy. Uh-huh. How did you fly out, Miss Bossy?
American Airlines.
American Airlines. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you had a nice flight then.
Wonderful.
Did American Airlines land in Springfield, did they?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Good. Just wanted to know. I just don't want to ever go there, that's all. People like if you're a representative of Springfield, which I doubt, the Bossy one from Springfield. Remember, ladies, that today you get more money for used fat than the fat shortage is worldwide. So everybody, every day, I repeat this every day, keep saving used fat and turn it in. It's worth your while, too. Well, that will conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg, makers of all brands. Pardon me. Here's our good neighbor letter this morning coming from Green Ridge, Pennsylvania. I have no idea what part of the state that's in. Do you, Mr. Risco? Hello, Risco?
Green Ridge, Pennsylvania. Well, it's a nice letter, a dandy letter. It says, Dear Tom Brenneman, I'd like to nominate Mrs. John M. Miller of Rombauer, Missouri, for your good neighbor orchid. She has lived in Rombauer for at least 35 years. And Rombauer is a very small village in the southeastern part of Missouri. Do you know where that is, Miss Bossy? Rombauer? No, all right. In the southeastern part of Missouri, and the nearest doctors are 10 miles away and charge $10 for house calls. Most of the people cannot afford to pay so much for a doctor unless it is absolutely necessary. Mrs. Miller has had many hours in first aid. Her brother was a physician, now deceased, and she helped him in his office and on house calls. When she came to Rombauer, it was a godsend. People came to her home for first aid treatments, and those who were not able to come to her home, she went to theirs. She furnished her own bandages and medicines, and in some cases, she has taken her own bed linens to change the sick bed. She never refuses to go to anyone day or night, and she never charges nor accepts anything in payment. That is the way it started and has continued through the years. She and her husband run the general store, and during the Depression, she gave hundreds of dollars away in food and clothing to needy people. Here's just one example. A farmer, his wife, and five children needed food and shoes. Mr. and Mrs. Miller gave them food and shoes for each of them. Don't you think Mrs. Miller deserves an orchid? Sincerely yours, Mrs. Gus Ellich of 23 Ridge Road, Green Ridge, Pennsylvania. Yes, we do indeed. And so our orchid goes down to the deep part of Missouri, Mrs. John M. Miller in Rombauer, Missouri. She has been made our good, good neighbor for the day. Good morning, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel pretty good today. In fact, I feel just fine.
Well, you're looking good.
I'm looking forward to the weekend so I can take my scout troop up through the hills.
Oh, you're going through the hills, huh? You are a scoutmaster, aren't you, Corny? Can you build a fire by rubbing two sticks together?
Oh, sure. With my system, it's a cinch.
What is your system?
Well, I see to it that one of the sticks is a match.
I get it. I suppose you take your troop out in the woods occasionally?
Oh, yeah. We have a great time blazing the trails. I take the lead, and then the kids follow behind, and running and a leaping and a crawling, and two of them circle overhead and point out the way.
They circle overhead?
Yeah, they're Eagle Scouts.
Corny, if you have a little joke for the folks this morning.
Eh?
Now you heard me. Now. Do you have a little joke for the folks this morning?
Yes, I got one.
Well, what is it?
Well, speaking of them scouts of mine, instead of going miles out next time they want to go mountain climbing, I'm just going to bring them down here on Vine Street and see you.
Wait a minute. They can't do any mountain climbing and seeing me on Vine Street.
No, but they can walk all over a big bluff.
Well, Corny, the orchid goes back to Rombauer, Missouri, Mrs. John M. Miller. You'll take care of it, won't you?
Yes, I'll take care of it. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Corny. Say, how's the lady of the house these days? Well satisfied with the way things are going, or a bit worried about some member of the family who's not up to par? The thing to do, if possible, is to get to the cause of the trouble. Now, it could be that all they need is to eat Kellogg's All Bran regularly. Countless thousands have found the answer to what ails them in this toasty-flavored cereal. For in addition to swell taste and valuable nutrition, Kellogg's All Bran packs extra benefits. And listen to what they are.
Kellogg's All Bran is the most famous regulating cereal in the world. Countless people who used to suffer from not getting enough bulk to keep regular have found relief simply by eating Kellogg's All Bran every day and drinking plenty of water. Now, if you or anyone in your family is troubled that way, give this natural laxative food a 10-day trial. Either you agree it's beneficial, or the Kellogg Company will refund to you twice the price you paid for your package.
No kick coming in that deal, is there? And it's back for the Kellogg Company of Battle Creek in Omaha. Always look for the sparkling white package of Kellogg's All Brand. That name Kellogg's is your guarantee of nearly half a century of skills and know-how with cereals. There is no cereal exactly like Kellogg's All Brand. All Brand and only All Brand is made from Kellogg's own blend of soft wheat bran. So remember at your grocer's, always say Kellogg's before you say All Brand. Ask for the one and only Kellogg's All Brand. You might as well stay right by that radio for another 15 minutes when we leave the air, too, and enjoy the Kellogg program which follows us. I know you'll like it. Now then, it's orchid time. And we'll award our lovely California Armroy orchid now to our eldest guest. I really haven't spotted anybody this morning, Johnny. 80 what? 89. 89. 2 89s. 89 was the top. Is there an 89 to 289s? 289, is that right, Johnny? Well, what do you know? Well, let's give them both an orchid. Hmm? We happen to have two. One of them's way back here in this corner. Hello. Well, who are you?
I'm Mrs. Alice Louise
Sharon.
Sharon?
Well, come on, Mrs. Sharon. Let's walk out here and meet the folks. Alice Louise Sharon. Where do you live, Miss Sharon?
Glendale.
In Glendale. All right. Now, come on. Just take my arm, will you, Miss Sharon? You
certainly be honored.
Well, how nice. Mrs. Alice Louise Sharon. Oh, pardon me, honey. I'm sorry. And right through there, Miss Sharon. And good morning. And who are you?
I'm Mrs. George Suitors.
Suitors?
Santa Monica, California.
Suitors?
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Suitors, meet Mrs. Sharon from
Mrs.
Glendale.
Sharon, very happy to meet you.
It's a pleasure. Now, both of you, meet the ladies of Breakfast and Holiday. Just let me get back here, will you, Mrs. Suitor? Just before...
Have something to lean?
Well, lean over there, will you, Mrs. Suitor? There you are. And you, Miss Sharon, you can lean on me.
All right.
There. Now, turn right around here, this way. Our spotlight went out, Mrs. Round the other way, Miss Sharon. That way. Because I want the ladies to see you, have a good view of you, see? When were you 89, Miss Sharon?
Last January.
Last January, and when were you 89?
December.
In December. Well, then you're a little older than Miss Sharon.
I'll be 90 next December.
90 next December, and she'll be 90 in January.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born, Mrs. Suitor? Suitor, isn't it?
Dale, Indiana.
In Dale, Indiana. Gosh, you don't look 90.
Well, I feel it.
Oh, go. I doubt that. Oh, we're all tangled up here, Miss Sharon. Now we're on the network. We're having an awful time here. If you're just there, you are. Kick over the traces of that.
Yeah.
Where were you born?
Lincoln, Illinois.
In Lincoln, Illinois.
Yeah.
The Illinois delegation in here this morning. Lots of them. Tell that, can't you? How long have you lived in Glendale, Mrs. Sharon?
13 years.
13 years. Did you have a family?
I had four children. One living.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Miss Suitor? Did you have a family?
Two.
Just two?
My husband.
You what?
I have two children and my husband.
Two and your husband. Yeah, I have.
Two grandchildren.
And two grandchildren. Any great-grandchildren?
No, not yet.
Not yet, no. Did you have grandchildren, too?
I have one.
Just one. And great-grandchildren?
No.
No great-grandchildren. Uh-huh. Tell me, Mrs. Suitor, your husband's business was what? What did he do?
He's retired.
Oh, is he still living?
Oh, yes. Very much alive.
Oh, yes? Well, is he with you this morning?
No.
Oh, he didn't come over with you this morning. Uh-huh.
Him in bed.
You left him in bed. How old is he, Miss Suitor?
82.
82?
We'll be next Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you're a widow, are you, Mrs. Sharon?
Widow.
Uh-huh. What was your husband's business? What did he do?
He was a wholesale carpet business.
The wholesale carpet business. Am I tiring you now, Miss Sharon?
No, I'm
see him on this.
All right. Now, I don't want you to get tired.
I won't.
All right. You got a little tired. Were you just...
I was here, you know, 2 years ago.
Oh, you were...
Better than me.
You were here 2 years ago.
Yes, that was Red Letter Day. We got the word, you know, that Germany had been licked.
Yes.
And that was my 66th wedding anniversary.
Well, did you win an orchid that time, Mrs.
I don't remember. The old lady said first that she was 74.
Yeah.
And then raised it to 94. Remember that? You remember that, don't you, that day?
I don't recall that, no. We've had some quick jumps, but never that fast, I recall.
She got the five orchids, but I got a beautiful lavender.
Well, you're going to have one this morning. You're going to have a beauty this morning.
Thank you.
Then you don't believe that that lady was 94, and she said she...
you didn't either.
Didn't I? I never. No, I don't. I never doubt their word. Honestly,
no.
A couple of years ago, we had a lady in here with, how old was she? 91? I said, well, I don't believe you're 91. Well, she says, I have my birth certificate to prove it. And she did, too. She said the reason she kept it, she was thinking about going out to Lockheed to get a job. What is it, Mrs. Sharon? What'd you say?
I don't have to go out to get a job.
No, no, we believe you, honestly, too. And we believe you, too, Mrs. Souter.
Yes,
Souter. Well, look who we have for you. Now we have a white orchid. See, I guess you're the oldest, isn't it? You were in December... You will be 90 in December. There you are, Mrs. Souter.
Thank you so much, Mr. Brennan.
You'll be 90 in January. We have one for you, Junior, just like it, see? They're identical. It's just a pleasure. And I hope you get a lot of pleasure out of it.
And you can look for me 10 years from now.
I'll look for you, she said. You can look for me 10 years from now.
Me too.
You too?
Me too.
So right there, give me a licking around here. I don't know when you can look for me. Here's a little kiss for you, honey. And you too,
well,
honey.
That's what I come for.
Well, here, this way, down. This way, Miss Sharon. Down this way.
Lady Barnese from Gary, Indiana, knows some of your people.
There's some lady from Gary, Indiana, knows some of my folks? Oh, well, I'll stay away from her. Goodbye, and wish them both well, won't you? You're going to have to get out your songs now. We're going to have to leave this network awfully fast. I'm sorry, we have some other folks here having birthdays. We'll have to greet them after we leave the network. We also have our Dewberry Beauty Kit to give away, and some roses and some other things. And what's your name?
Mrs. Ivanwood.
Here, have a Kellogg variety pack. You're welcome. Come on. We'll make those awards a little later. Johnny, I wish you'd take it and keep it. We're awfully late. And that ends our Hollywood breakfast. We had a most wonderful time.
Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Snap, crackle, pop. That's the song of crispiness you hear at breakfast time when you pour milk on Kellogg's Rice Krispies. So crisp they sing. The only cereal so freshly crisp it goes snap, crackle, pop. And do these golden bubbles of oven-popped rice taste delicious? Mmm. Just try them and see. Yet, light and delicate as they are, see how they help give you good energy for the day. Tomorrow, serve America's favorite rice cereal. The one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.